From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Palestinians mark Nakba, or Catastrophe Tuesday, the day 70 years ago the State of Israel was founded, and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled or were expelled from the territory. At least two more Palestinians were killed Tuesday along the Israel-Gaza frontier, a day after nearly 60 died and hundreds more were wounded. Palestinians also clashed with Israeli border police near Jerusalem's Damascus Gate. Israel has come under withering international criticism for its use of lethal force Monday. Nikolai Mladenov, the UN Mideast envoy, said such force must only be used as a last resort.
It must protect its borders, but it must do so proportionally and investigate every incident that has led to a loss of human life.
He also called on Hamas to avoid using protests to plant bombs and create provocation. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert lamented the loss of life, but directed criticism at Hamas and its treatment of the Gaza population.
We have had many Gazans who have suffered from the loss of medical care, not being able to have access to enough medical care, not having access to consistent electricity, food, jobs, and many other things as well. The misery that is faced by people in Gaza is because of a result of Hamas.
The UN Security Council met to discuss the violence. Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour condemned what he called the odious massacre committed by Israel, demanded a transparent, independent international inquiry. A Senegalese student was killed Tuesday in clashes with police at a university in the northern city of Saint-Louis during protests over grant payments. News of the death prompted protests across the West African country, including the capital Dakar and the southern Casamance region. Protesters blocked roads and burned tires. This is VOA News. North Korea canceled Wednesday's high-level talks with South Korea, suggesting the planned June 12 meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump could be in jeopardy over ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and what it called one-sided demands for denuclearization. U.S. State Department spokesperson Nauert reacted to the statement by the official Korean Central News Agency, denouncing the exercises as an intentional military provocation.
I will say that Kim Jong-un had said previously that he understands the need and the utility of the United States and the Republic of Korea continuing in its joint exercises. They're exercises that are legal. They're planned well in advance.
Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Norper counseled patience.
So I think it's important that we not overreact to it. All other signs with the South Koreans have been good. So postponing or other ways not having the meeting on May 16th with the South Koreans may just be a minor setback.
The Korea meetings Wednesday were called to discuss reducing border tensions and facilitate possible reunions of families separated by the Korean War. European countries have vowed to keep the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement alive after the U.S. announced its withdrawal early this month. European diplomats discussed next steps with their Iranian counterpart in Brussels Tuesday. Federica Mogherini is the UN foreign policy chief.
We recalled our commitment to the continued, full and effective implementation of the Iran nuclear deal that was unanimously endorsed by the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 as a key element of the global nuclear non-proliferation architecture and a significant diplomatic achievement.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, called the meeting a good start but wants to see guarantees materialize over the next weeks. The U.S. Tuesday imposed sanctions on Iran's central bank governor and an Iraq-based bank for covertly moving millions of dollars for Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin accused the bank chief of funneling funds to enrich and support Hezbollah. The new leader of Catalonia Tuesday called for an end of direct rule of the Spanish region by Madrid. Quim Torra held a joint news conference in Berlin with former regional president Carles Puigdemont, who is in self-imposed exile and fighting extradition. He was sacked last October after declaring independence. The father of American actress Meghan Markle said Tuesday he'll be unable to attend his daughter's wedding to Britain's Prince Harry Saturday because of a heart procedure. The 73-year-old Thomas Markle said he will undergo a heart repair and blockage clearance procedure Wednesday. With 10-year bond yields at a 7-year high, stoking fears of inflation, Wall Street dropped Tuesday, the benchmark Dow Jones Index shedding nearly 200 points to 24,706. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.